the argument you made at the meeting today is that there needs to be hubs in at least three areas. There needs to be a hub in Inishowen, a hub in Letterkenny, and a hub in Lenties. That's where the people affected are, and that, you believe, is where the service needs to be delivered.
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. Like, that's where the service need to be, like, because the people in them places around the whole county feel that nobody's listening to them. So we need a situation where we have three hubs, that we have one in the Glenties area, we have one in Letterkenny, and we have one in Inishowen. When I mean three hubs, I mean three buildings properly staffed with properly informed facilitators that know the standards up to date and everything to do with the scheme. Now, hopefully, we'll get rid of the scheme real soon because it doesn't go with the science.
Is it your belief that there are unique problems in each area? The problem you yourself have in Lenties, for instance, is very, very different to a problem that someone may have in North Inishowen, that your experience and someone like, say, Ali Farran's or Joy Beard's experience may be two very different things, and that's not being acknowledged.
Yeah, absolutely, because you have to remember, we're just in the infancy of it right now. We should be learning from what has happened in Inishowen over the last 10 years. We should have these hubs in place so that the people feel and know that they can go somewhere, get the information, get everything up to date, and if they're going and trying to apply to the scheme, that, okay, I'll get this answer or this question answered if I go here. And they can talk to like-minded people in relation to this here. They can have a coffee. We want somewhere where people feel comfortable that they could come in and find out all the answers to all the questions that they have.
The answer you were given was effectively the council has applied for more funding to provide more facilitators, to provide more people. This is all going to be dependent on the funding coming from Dublin. You're saying that's not good enough.
It's absolutely not good enough. This is the least that the people deserve. The people of Donegal feel that they're second-class citizens. This is the biggest crisis that this state has faced. The houses are crumbling on people. People don't know what to do. People want to know, how do I go about the scheme? Will the scheme cover everything? Will I be out 70 or 80,000 first to get my foundations out? You know, where do I get the builders? Is there builders there? Are we following the right standards? And my opinion on all of these here things is that we're not following the right standards. It's very important to get it into the people in Dublin's head that IS 465 is no good. We're in breach of the European standard that we have adopted. Every European country has adopted the standard 12620. That's a European standard that tells us that for raw aggregate, the total sulfur amounts allowed is 0.1%. Allowing then for cement and gypsum to be added, it's another 0.1%. So a total sulfur allowance of 0.2% is what's allowed. Now, I'll just take my own house for example. It has a total sulfur of 0.7%. So somebody's not doing their homework. Somebody's not watching over the standards. We're not adhering to the standards. And that's just a simple fact.
Dennis, thank you.